thank you very much. We're really happy to be here to have this opportunity to talk to you about the Northern Pass Project and share with you the significant environmental and economic benefits that this project will bring. As Leslie said, my name's Kathleen Brockett. I'm a communications specialist with the Northern Pass Project. With me is Brian Bossy, who is a project engineer. Also from PSNH tonight, joining us is Martin Murray, who is a spokesman with PSNH, and Allison McLean, who is with the Community Development Program. So just to give you a quick overview, we're not going to take a lot of time. We want to get to your question and answers. We'll just give you a kind of the purpose and overview of the project, talk about project benefits, get into the proposed line routing and considerations and what it means here in Deerfield and in the region, talk about the permitting and approval process that we'll be going through, and also a project timeline. Just to let you know this, and keep in mind that this is the very beginning of this process. This project is a proposed project. It is just at the early stages of all of the federal and state approvals haven't really even started yet. So there will be ample opportunities for discussions and dialogue and public input as this process evolves. Big question, why the Northern Pass? Why now? Well, New Hampshire in the last years, both the state and the region have set some significant new energy goals. And these goals are sort of moving us towards more energy efficiency and more investment in renewables. We have, in the past, really our focus has been fossil fuels, oil, coal, and gas, nuclear, and we now really are charting a new course to do more investment in renewables and achieve more energy efficiency. The state and the region has three major actions that have sort of established this path for us. The New Hampshire Climate Action Plan, which was passed in March of 2009, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, and New Hampshire's Renewable Portfolio Standards. All of these things set some goals for reducing carbon dioxide, reducing greenhouse gases, and really investing in more renewable energy. So the Northern Pass Project is an opportunity to achieve these goals. It will bring competitively priced, clean, renewable energy into New Hampshire. PSNH is not new to these efforts. We've been working on many opportunities and fronts to work on renewables, to increase energy efficiency over the last 8 years, investments in energy efficiency programs for communities, for residents, for businesses and industries have saved people about $800 million in avoided energy costs. Another example is PSNH has partnered with the Lemster Wind Project to purchase electricity from that renewable source, plans to purchase electricity from the Berlin Biomass Plant, which is currently working towards completion. We also have invested in a wood-burning power plant in Portsmouth, replaced coal and shifted to clean wood products. So PSNH is definitely moving forward in this area of renewable, supporting large-scale renewable development like the Northern Pass Project, which is a Canadian hydropower project, is in line with PSNH's opportunities and commitments to bringing clean energy to its customers as cost-effectively as possible. This chart just shows that PSNH's renewable portfolio is ahead of the region in percent. In 2009, we had over 21% of our portfolio was renewables. That actually is going to be over 26% with the Lemster Wind Project and with the Berlin Biomass Project. So definitely PSNH is committed to renewable energy investment. So, what is the Northern Pass Project? The Northern Pass Project, and you know, no matter what kind of energy you're generating, whether it's wind, hydropower, solar, a challenge is getting the energy from where it's generated to where the users are. And that's what the Northern Pass Project is going to do. It's going to bring this clean energy from Canada, from Quebec, to New Hampshire and the region. This is a proposed transmission project which will deliver up to 1,200 megawatts of energy, primarily hydropower, from Quebec to New England and New Hampshire. This is competitively priced power, it's renewable, it's low carbon. Just to give you an idea of how much power 1,200 megawatts is, it's about 5% of the demand in the New England region, and that's equivalent to about the power for a million homes. New Hampshire has 500,000 homes or so, so that kind of puts it in perspective a little bit. The partners in this project are HQ Hydro Renewable Energy, which is Hydro-Quebec, and Northern Pass Transmission LLC, which is a New Hampshire company established by PSNH's parent company, Northeast Utilities, and NSTAR. So this is definitely a partnership, multiple faceted interests. And the benefits to New Hampshire, which are significant and span both local, state, and regional benefits. First of all, competitively priced power. For PSNH customers, that's going to be direct because PSNH will have an agreement to buy a portion of this power, and that will definitely be a benefit to PSNH customers. Relative to all electricity users in the Northeast, adding this competitively priced renewable mix into the market is going to basically lower the average reasonable price across the board from what it would be otherwise. So everybody has a stake in better electricity prices as a result of this project. Resource diversity is important. It helps to ensure that we don't have to guard against fuel shortages, guards against spikes in prices. Greenhouse gas reductions, which is going to help us meet those goals that we talked about at the beginning. We estimate that we're going to get up to about 5 million tons a year reduction by using this renewable power and bringing it into our New England mix. Also, it's going to encourage the New Hampshire renewable energy by providing a nice base so that the other renewable wind, solar, which is intermittent because it depends on the wind and solar, this complements that and will ensure that those things can proceed and be successful. As far as the economic benefits, again, we estimate that it's going to be about a $1.1 billion investment in New Hampshire. This means jobs during the construction period for this transmission project of about 1,200 jobs over a three-year period. Preference will go to local labor, hopefully the hospitality interests in the areas where the construction is ongoing will also benefit from this. Relative to new tax revenues, there will be significantly local, county, and state tax revenues as a result of this proposed project. The overall state economic output is somewhere in the range of $300 million, and that means during the construction, during the development, as a result of contracts, service agreements, logging, purchase of materials and equipment, all will add to the state economic output. So the benefits of this project are huge in terms of the economic and environmental benefits that we can achieve. So that kind of gives you a little bit of an overall of the project itself. I'm going to pass it over to Brian, who will talk about the details of the project as far as the specifics.
The project has three major components. One is the DC line, which would come from the New Hampshire-Quebec border and would go approximately 140 miles down to a converter terminal in Franklin. That converter terminal would take the DC energy, convert it to AC, which could then be interconnected into the transmission grid in New England, and it would be done so via a 345,000-volt AC transmission line that would extend from the Franklin converter terminal to the Deerfield substation. Length of that line is approximately 40 miles long. It is different, the project, than any other transmission projects. Number one, it's participant funded. What we mean by that is that whoever signs up to purchase this power is going to support the construction of this line. All the things associated with construction won't be socialized. This project will stand on its own merit economically. It will not receive or compete for renewable energy premiums. The direct current technology is more efficient when you are transferring blocks of power on this size over a longer distance. Another important aspect of why does it have to be DC is it allows for the connection of the system in Quebec to the New England system. It can't be directly connected. You need to have this DC link in order for power to flow from one system to the other. And the converter terminals, as we're going to have in Franklin, they're very expensive, very, very complicated, and with the DC line, you can't just tap the line and add a small generator to it. So it is essentially going to be an express line from the Canadian border down to Franklin. Line routes. Our goal was to utilize existing transmission rights of way to the greatest extent possible. Obviously, that would minimize, you know, impacts to social and natural resources and still meet the technical requirements of the project. There is a section north of Northumberland where we do not have right-of-way, and that would be a new right-of-way for approximately 40 miles. But from that point all the way down through the project area, we are planning to put the line in existing right-of-way. The only item to note is that in the Concord area, we are looking for, and we have submitted to the FAA an assessment because the existing right-of-way goes adjacent to the airport. So we have identified a route outside of the Concord Airport, a new route, but our desire is to put it within the existing, and we can only do so after the FAA finishes their obstruction evaluation, and we're hoping to get that information back very, very quickly. Many routes were evaluated. We do think that in areas where we have the new right-of-way, parts of the route may change. There are many, many opportunities for public input, and both federal and state siting may ask us to look at a route in this location versus the other, but we feel that staying within the right existing right-of-way is the best place to be. We are coordinating with federal, state agencies, environmental organizations. This is a little bit hard to see. Let me see if I can. There we go. I think we were a little bit off there for a while. All right. We talked about from Northumberland to the border. It is a new right-of-way. We've identified that the Pittsburgh-Clarksville preferred routing has not been identified yet. We're working with the folks from HQ to determine that point. But all along the route, the yellowish line shows existing right-of-way, and we show in Concord that there is an alternate to that, but we're hoping to get into the airport and down and over. We have identified various alternate routes along the route. One major is the National Forest is in here, and we felt like we had to identify a route around the forest. It's a 53-mile route, and I just have to stress that we believe what we put forward as the preferred route is the best route for the project. In Deerfield, the proposed route, approximately 7.3 miles in existing right-of-way. Approximately 5.3 miles of this, we're looking to expand the right-of-way by either 35 or 85 feet along the route. That would be done in an area that is not built up. It would be all woods. Late this week, we would be sending letters to landowners along that route that we would look to expand into. And we did identify a alternate route that goes through many other towns. Let me back up. That goes through a significant new construction, 30 or so miles, which has a short section in Deerfield, a few miles of new, some miles of existing. But again, we felt and feel that the route within the existing right-of-way should be the route that any siting agency would endorse. The structure heights will vary depending on terrain. And for every mile of new transmission, the line adds approximately $2.5 million to the tax base. So this is a blow up of the Deerfield area, and this information is available online in our webpage. The Department of Energy application has all of the same data, so there's nothing that I'm showing here that would not be found in that DOE application. And again, the line comes through and then terminates into the existing Deerfield substation. The permitting that we'll be undertaking, there are really two main branches. One is the federal permitting. Department of Energy requires a presidential permit because we do cross an international boundary. A full environmental impact statement will be required. The DOE will hold scoping meetings in New Hampshire in the counties involved in early 2011. Army Corps of Engineers is another permit. Talked about the FAA, and the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture will require a special use permit for the 10 miles that the line goes in the National Forest. And FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, must approve a document which is called the Transmission Service Agreement. That is the financial structure of the deal between Northern Pass and Hydro-Quebec. And that was executed in October, and it is that signature that we had between us and HQ that allowed the project to really be able to go into the public. We didn't want to get out prior to that in any official manner, like a presentation like this, until the structure of the deal was set. State will be the second of the major permitting approvals required. This project will have to go before the Site Evaluation Committee for Certificate of Site and Facility. The SEC process includes municipal consultations. We do have to file all the applicable information necessary to satisfy the requirements of each of the state agencies, and the next slide will show you some of those agencies. There will be a public comment and hearings held, followed by a decision in order by the SEC. And the Site Evaluation Committee, they do have member state agencies that will actually evaluate and essentially will have permits submitted for these different agencies. So to date, we have received approval from FERC for the participant pays model, where people that sign up for the power will actually be paying for it, will not be socialized. Routing study has been conducted. We have submitted a request to the ISO New England, that stands for Independent System Operator. They operate the transmission grid, so you have to study the electrical interconnection of this project also. Announced the Franklin Converter Terminal and filed the presidential permit. Talked a little bit about the transmission service agreement. And we are having ongoing meetings with municipalities and landowners along the preliminary preferred route. And we see our outreach will continue with state, federal agencies, business groups, interested parties. As the project develops mid to late this year, we would be holding meetings in the communities where we would talk about very specifics. Here's the line, here's your property, here's what the structures are going to look like. That will be obviously as we get further into the job. Timeline, 2011, we talked about the Department of Energy holding the scoping meetings, having open houses. The draft environmental impact statement needs to be developed for the federal siting in order for the state siting to begin. So the Site Evaluation Committee process wouldn't start until the early part of 2011, when the draft environmental impact statement is set. 13 through 15, proposed construction with a late 15 in service. And just to identify and reiterate some of the benefits, it's done for a cleaner energy future, very competitive prices, low carbon renewable energy source, lower of electric prices throughout the region, local sales, goods and services, and a new tax revenue base. We do have a few ways to get in touch with the project. 1-800 number. We'll get to a voicemail. There's not a person that would answer it directly, but we check those on a daily basis, and we'll get back to a person within a business day. May not be with the answer for every question they have, but we'll be able to at least register the call and direct them to an expert in the area that can answer their question. Email, obviously, is another way. And the Northern Pass website is a very good source of information. I can't remember the 1-800 number, so I would go there just to get that number. But it also talks a lot about the process, the Site Evaluation Committee, the Department of Energy, in a lot more detail than what I can talk about tonight. The Department of Energy application is on there. The transmission service agreement is a very large document, but that's on there, and frequently asked questions. So there's a significant amount of information that someone can get by going to that webpage.
And if I could just add too, we have there is a newsletter that you can sign up to receive from that website. And again, just to reiterate that we're really at the beginning of the process relative to public input, and we expect that the Department of Energy will be announcing their scoping meetings, sometime soon, because we expected them in early 2011. We haven't heard yet, but we expect, and they'll announce them in the Federal Register as a notice of intent, and we also will make sure that we put ample information out as to location, times, dates of those scoping meetings, which really are an opportunity for anyone to weigh in to say, I want this considered during the process, look at this, I'm concerned about that, what I think of this alternative or that alternative. And it really is a time for the Department of Energy to gather all of the information that they need to move forward to do the environmental impact statement. So it is just the beginning of a process, which we estimate the total regulatory process is going to be about 2 years. So, between the federal development of the draft internal or environmental impact statement, then the state process, it will be multiple opportunities for public impact or input along the way, and for municipalities and business groups to, and as I say, we're welcome to provide information as appropriate and keep folks informed.
I guess I don't really have questions at this point. It sounds like you're probably not able to answer a lot of the questions we might have at this point. I guess personally, I have all kinds of questions about the rosiness of the proposal, but as a selectman, my primary concern in looking at this is that we work as hard as we can to stay in the existing right-of-ways and be as unobtrusive as possible on the towers. And I don't know what other concern we could have.
Definitely as Brian said, our goal is to use the existing right of way. That's why it's the proposed route. So, we appreciate that comment, and certainly.
Can you give us any idea of what type of tower construction? I know the height range that you're proposing, that sort of thing, but is this a metal structure, a laminated wooden structure?
It'd be metal plane.
What is the height range that you mentioned? I'm not aware of that.
I heard Mr. Murray, I believe, on the radio in the last week or two talking about between 80 and 130 something feet, with 130 being proposed for difficult terrain.
Again, we indicated that we were looking to acquire a small section of right-of-way adjacent to our existing right-of-way that would allow us to go to, the structure heights that's not completely vertical. It might be in the 110-foot range. If we don't get that, we may have to go to 135. There are two different right-of-way widths that we have along through Deerfield and different right-of-way expansions that we're looking at. So there are many different combinations that we could talk about for situation A, B, and C. But we're looking between 100 to 135 if we can't get any additional right-of-way. And there are a few pinch points that we come to at road that we're going to have to be taller in the structures.
It also would seem to me that you got about 140 hard miles to go before you get to our border.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Very hard miles.
The board have any further questions?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please allow us to learn of any kind of public meetings or any kind of informational things that you'd like to pass out regarding this. As time goes by, we'd be more than welcome to host or set up public hearings for public input on this subject.
Great, thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Okay.
Thank you for the time.
I came in late. I just want to know if the Power Grid presentation is available for us to see.
Yes, we have handouts that are right here on the front table.
Just one other point, maybe, and I think it was mentioned briefly, that as we are moving along with the project on the preferred route in that right-of-way, the areas where we might need to widen, we will be contacting those property owners. And that will be occurring, I think within the next week, we intend to get letters out. So just to make you aware that individual property owners will be contacted, if only if they're in the expanded, the widened area. You know, many miles are in existing right-of-way with no widening. So we will definitely be doing that.
Do you have any more of these?
I do, and I'm happy to leave some.
This doesn't have tonight's PowerPoint presentation.
Some of them don't. They're...
Well, I didn't see the map.
No.
I couldn't see the map.
That's quite all right.
And we do, again, the map is up on our website. All the maps for all the towns are up on the website, so you can see the specifics for Deerfield very clearly up there.
Could I make a suggestion for the viewing public?
Please excuse me. This is a selected view. Public input is not necessarily on the agenda.
The people at home didn't see the presentation, so they wouldn't know what the website is, ma'am.
And you know what? I'm happy to send the presentation to the Board of Selectmen if you want to post it on your website. I can provide you with it.
I believe we could put a link to this on our website.
This information is already on, for those of you in the Deerfield area, this information is already up in some capacity on the forum.
On our website.
The maps anyway. And direct links to the website.
Does the board have a problem with linking our website to put a link on our website?
Excellent. Okay, that would be great.
Okay, we'll have it put on the front page.
Okay. All right, great.
The presentation tonight is on and all the maps.
It is not, but because each presentation is a little bit different,
yeah.
But I'm happy to send you this one and you could put it on your website. I'm happy to do that.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.